International Bible Studies. Lesson for June 20th, 2021. Two Miracles of Healing. Key verse, Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, Daughter, be of good comfort, thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. Matthew 9 verse 22. Selected Scripture. Matthew 9 verse 18 through 26. True faith in God consists of taking Him at His word, that is, accepting and believing the revelation of His character and plan as provided in the Scriptures. Faith also includes implicit trust in the divine attributes of wisdom, justice, power, and love. God's love is often demonstrated in His great mercy. Paul wrote, Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort. The apostle also spoke of a God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us. 2 Corinthians 1 verse 3. Ephesians 2 verse 4. Similar to our previous lesson, our present study illustrates the importance of faith, but adds to this the deep love and mercy of our pattern, Christ Jesus. Paul states that it is impossible to please God without faith, and in order to come to Him, we must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Hebrews 11 verse 6. We must also have full belief and trust in His character, that He is the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. James 1 verse 17. Prior to the events that our key verse describes, mention is made of a ruler of the synagogue, whose name was Jairus, who came to Jesus. Matthew 9 verse 18, Mark 5 verse 22. Jairus' only daughter, who was 12 years old, was dying. Luke 8 verse 41 and 42. Although Jesus immediately arose and followed him, Jairus' daughter died before they could reach his house. Demonstrating great faith, however, Jairus said to Jesus, My daughter is even now dead, but come and lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. Matthew 9 verse 18. Jesus, along with his disciples, continued on toward the ruler's home. Upon their arrival, the Lord entered Jairus' house and told the people gathered there that the girl was not dead, but sleeps. He then took her by the hand, and the maid arose. Jesus had awakened her out of the sleep of death, and Jairus' faith was rewarded. Verses 19 and 23 through 26. This reference to death as a sleep points to a time when all who sleep in death shall be awakened. Daniel 12 verse 2. John 11 verse 11 through 14 and 23 through 25. 1 Thessalonians 4 verse 13 and 14. During the journey to Jairus' home, a woman who was diseased came behind Jesus and touched the hem of his garment. She believed in his greatness and power to such an extent that she thought to herself, If I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. Matthew 9 verse 20 and 21. Upon feeling his garment, the thrill of life and strength immediately came into her body, and she was made whole from that hour. Jesus turned to her and said, Thy faith hath made thee whole. Verse 22. In the Luke account of this miracle, the record notes that when Jesus' garment was touched, he said, Who touched me? For I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. Luke 8 verse 45 and 46. This detail serves to illustrate the point which Paul later made, namely, that our Lord was touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Hebrews 4 verse 15. As shown in the two miracles of our lesson, from Jordan to Calvary, Jesus willingly and gladly responded to the needs of those about him, laying down his life in service and devotion to his heavenly Father.